From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rebecca Cook, reading Balloons Can Be Murder by Connie Shelton. Now let's begin with Balloons Can Be Murder, Chapter 1. Rachel Fairfield filled the doorway with quiet authority. At least that's the attitude I picked up as I glanced up from my position behind the reception desk, where I'd been going over expense reports with our part-time receptionist, Sally Bertrand. The visitor's slender build and sleek hairstyle stood out against a brilliant blue October sky in the open portal as Sally and I stared. Something about the firm set of her shoulders, maybe, or the grip on her leather handbag. Perhaps it was the tailored business suit that surely hadn't come off the rack.
"Is Ron Parker in?"
she inquired in a clear tone, one I could equally imagine making closing arguments to a jury or briefing a room full of pilots before their mission over enemy territory. In a quick overview, I judged her to be about my age, early 30s, a professional of some sort, accustomed to her own authority. Her highlighted blonde style was the every hair in place type. Vivid blue eyes and shapely lips brightened a thin face that might have otherwise been gaunt. Sally glanced at her appointment book, buzzed Ron on the intercom to inform him that his 9:30 had arrived, and nudged me discreetly in the thigh as her eyes shot toward the conference room. I took the hint and ushered Ms. Fairfield toward the room that had once served as a dining room in our old Victorian. Above, I could hear Ron's chair roll across the hardwood floor in his office, followed by his footsteps on the stairs. He never remembered to step to one side on the fourth step from the bottom, so it was easy to know that he would enter the conference room 3 seconds later. He did.
"Ron, Rachel Fairfield,"
our client said.
"Ron Parker."